Good morning. Good morning, everybody. So good to see you this morning. Today is the last Sunday of the church year. Did you hear me say that earlier? It's the last Sunday of the church year. Do you know what that means next Sunday is? The first Sunday of a new church year, right? And we're going to start celebrating Advent next Sunday, which means we're going to have that big Advent wreath here with the candles on it, right? We're going to light the candles and we're going to count down to Christmas and get ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. So today is the end of 1 year and next Sunday is the beginning of a new year, right? There's lots of beginnings and endings in life, and I want you to help me out to illustrate this morning. So can you all stand up here a second, and let's make a line, okay? And let's have the beginning of the line over here. You want to stand right up here? You want to come up? There we go. And turn around there and face. Okay, can everybody come up and form a line here, okay? We might have to kind of turn. Can you turn like that? Because we're going to make our line go this way, okay? Everybody form a line. There we go. Can you all scooch in line? Okay, scooch in, because we got to get a lot of people in here. Scooch in. Oh, here we go. Can we scooch over? Can we scooch over here? See if we can get everybody in line here. Whoops, watch the candle there. Okay. All right, we'll try to work with this, okay? There's lots of beginnings. We're going to sit. Here's the beginning of the line. And way over here, Delane is the end of the line, okay? Are you okay being the end? Okay, good, because you're going to do some special stuff for me today, all right? What else has beginnings and endings? Let's see. Baseball season had a beginning, and it had an ending, right? The World Series was the ending. Let's see, summers have a beginning, right? Summer has a beginning. We like the beginning of summer. Do we like the end of summer?
No.
No, why not? Because you got to go back to school? Okay, all right. The school year has a beginning. Do we like the beginning of the school year?
No.
Do we? But the school year also has an ending, right? Is that a good thing? When school years end? Okay, you like that? All right? Lots of things have beginnings and endings. God wants you to know that He is with you from the beginning all the way to the ending. Right. And He has a very special way of saying that. And it was in our scriptures today. I want you to hold up a letter for me. Do you recognize that letter? Can you hold that up for me? You're the beginning. Can you hold it? There you go. Hold it up there. What is that letter?
A.
A. But we're going to give it a different name. That's an alpha. Does anyone recognize this letter? This is a Greek letter. It's the letter omega. Can you say that? Omega. Omega is the last letter of the alphabet in Greek. So you hold that there for me. So we have a beginning and an end. An alpha and a omega, right? It's kind of like saying A and Z, the beginning and the end. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. He was at the beginning because He was the one who created all things. Can you hold that Alpha up there? Hold it up there for us, okay? He created all things. He is the Alpha. He was at the beginning of time. But He's coming back at the end of time too, isn't He? So He's the Omega. He's the ending, exactly. And where is He in between? Well, tell you what, this is a pretty good picture of how things work, but let's change it a little bit. Can the two of you come here? Delina, can you come up here with me? Can you come over here, please? And let's stand together here. Now let's all form a circle. You come right over here. Let's form a circle, okay? There we go. Can you all form a circle? Come on up. Hold those letters nice and high for us now. Hold them way up there so everybody can see them. Okay? Can you hold them up? Hold them up way high, way high. There you go. Hold them up there as high as you can. Now then, I think this is even better because everything starts with Jesus and everything comes back around to Jesus. Jesus is the Alpha and He is the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last, exactly. And where is Jesus in the meantime? He was there at the beginning, and then somewhere in time, when the time was just right, Jesus was born, and He died, and He gave His life for us, right? So that we could go to heaven one day. And now time continues on, and one day it's going to come to an end, and who's going to come back? Jesus, the Omega, the end of time, exactly. God wants you to know that He is with you beginning to end, and everywhere in between. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And every time you see those letters, can you hold them up high for us? Every time you see those letters, remember Jesus, the beginning and the end, and He's with us always. Let's pray, shall we? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, first and last, we thank You that You are with us, even now and for all of eternity. Lord Jesus, come quickly and take us home. We pray in Your name. Amen. Thanks for coming up today. Jesus is the what? The Alpha and the Omega. You can keep those letters if you want.